Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless, open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen. And I'm very excited, as we do each and every Tuesday, to join my good friend at the Matt Long Show and the Hill Country Patriot Radio. Mr. Matt Long joins us. And we're going to dive into Texas, folks, because I'm telling you, if we lose Texas, we lose this country. There's no question about it. Top of the hour, we'll be talking with Judd Dunning here on the program, who does a Unapologetic on KABC out in Los Angeles. And, you know, we already know the war we're in California. If we lose Texas, it's bad. And Matt, sadly, you know, I think, you know, I love my Texas brother and sisters, but a lot of them are still, you know, still on the bandwagon of thinking that, you know, Greg Abbott is the best thing since sliced bread. And I don't know exactly how they equate that when Abbott actually was neck and neck with Newsom just 18 months ago as the most, you know, restrictive states in the nation. I mean, that's scary. Yeah.
It is absolutely, and this whole thing about Texas being, you know, the bastion of liberty, where men are men and half the women are men, and you know, these this is a false. This is not true. Texas has been going purple now for many, many years. In fact, for 19 years, it's been under the reign, so to speak, of the Republican Party. And yet we have gone more and more liberal. Things that are conservative that we want to get through the Texas House are always stopped flat. The Republican platform is meaningless. Governor Abbott took away every possible right you could take away from us over the last 18 months, and now he's put this little executive order up that says, you don't have to take a vaccine if you don't want to. You know how many Texans have already had to make that decision and forced to take the vaccine already or to keep their job or do something? It's all yours. Go ahead. I'm running out.
Well, it's not, and I agree. I absolutely agree with you. In addition to that, he continues to, you know, blow smoke at his efforts to, quote unquote, protect the border here in Texas, and we have a major drug cartel problem. We have a major human sex trafficking problem. We have a major child sex trafficking. And you know, you and I were talking a little bit, and I know you're going to talk more about this, but, you know, the Texas legislature is finally, like in the fourth overtime, going to consider... you know, oh, we're having a hearing to see if we will keep boys out of women's restrooms, you know, and they still haven't done anything. I mean, it isn't even on the horizon to stop the castration of little boys, the chemical castration of little boys. That's not even on the horizon. It's not even in view. You can't even. It's nowhere around. And for those that are touting, you know, I guess I'm beginning to understand some of the strategy behind the heartbeat bill. But still, you know, Texas needs to grow some cojones here, because you've got babies' lives that are at stake, and there's no criminal penalties with this heartbeat bill. No criminal penalties. And in fact, the left is already trying to get this thing tossed, because they've got leftist activists and a doctor who came out and said, oh, I performed an abortion, and leftist activists are the ones that have filed against him, so that way they control the entire narrative all the way through the court system. Neither one of those sides wants that to stand. That's the point to understand, folks. Neither one of those.
Right.
So you can kind of plan on the heartbeat bill as it exists today getting tossed in that civil litigation, because both the plaintiff and the defendant don't want it to continue.
They want it tossed.
Absolutely.
And by the way, it's real important to me, and I've been listening to you for years, Pastor Greg, and I know you're with me on this, but it's very, very important to me that whatever we talk about on this radio program is that it's real easy to spout a bunch of anger, but then when it comes to solutions, that's what makes it more difficult. And so Angela and I started a conversation yesterday about solutions to this type of governing. And so I wanted to continue that a little bit with you today, but the solution lies within the grassroots and in the primaries. The solution lies in the primaries. Now, we have less than 20% voter turnout in Texas for primaries. So if grassroots always behave the way they've always behaved, then nothing will change. We're at a point, Greg, and I hope you agree with me.
Matt, I lost you. You broke up. I'm not sure what happened. All right, we appear to have lost Matt. Okay, there he is.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right, well, okay. All right, well, the key is going to be into motivating people who have never been motivated before. The people who are angry but won't get up and do something. The conservatives, the Christians, who do their work, go home, they don't want to get engaged. You must get engaged. I got to hear Glenn Beck on Friday night or Saturday night, and part of his speech, he said, yes, we can. And, of course, you know, that brought a groan up from the room. But then he changed it and said, yes, we must. We must, as grassroots, as conservative, as Christians, we must get engaged in this process. We're going to have to go out and knock doors. We've never done that before, or you may not have ever done that before. You're going to have to go to public gatherings with a bunch of flyers with your candidate's name on it. And be ready to defend your candidate that is not part of the establishment. we get, quite often, we get a lot of choices in the primary, mm-hmm. and we don't fight for them. And so the time is now. If you look at the country and you don't see that our country is beyond a tipping point, if you don't see that, then please just roll over and go back to sleep. But if you see that, you must get up and do something. Yes, we must.
Well, and I want to encourage folks, too, that, you know, I know because I have for years heard from folks that say, well, yeah, but you know what? It's not going to matter because my vote's not going to count, yada, 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 okay. yada. And that becomes part of the you know, the excuse. Well, I'm not involved anymore because I don't believe my vote's going to make any difference anyway. And then they'll point to, for example, some of the recent elections and say, well, see, look, you know, look at this. Here's the thing to understand. It all happens at the polls. If you're a part of that solution, if you're a poll watcher, if you're a poll worker, if you're the one who has hands on, look, most of those people that are at the polls are volunteers. They're people who have said, I'm going to commit to be a part of the election process, not just going and voting, but actually overseeing the voting process. You want to stop voter corruption? You stop voter corruption by getting involved. That's another part of the solution, Matt, is people who are listening right now. I don't care where you're listening across the country, whether you're in Texas, whether you're in Maryland, whether you're in Florida, whether you're out in California, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, wherever you're listening to the program right now. Folks, get involved. Show up. Show up not just the day of the election, but go to your precinct. Find out who is your precinct chair. Who's the precinct chair of the Republican Party in your area? Because I promise you, that individual is a part of the responsibility. They're the ones that pick the people that work at the polls. So be one of those people. And if your precinct chair isn't on page, if they're part of the problem, there's a precinct chair election. There's a process you can go through whereby you can run against the incumbent, if you will. And you know who you got to get to support you? Your buddies, your neighbors, the guys that come over and break a six-pack with you. The guys that come over and sit and hang out at your house that live in your neighborhood, those are the ones. You need those guys to show up, say, hey, listen, I'm going to go run for this thing. I promise you, it doesn't take but about a dozen of those guys showing up, plus you, and you'll win.
Yeah. It is more important now to be engaged as a conservative than ever. We're the underdogs. We're fighting from behind. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And there's no point in going into them.
Right.
But the time now is, all right, now's the time. Get up, get engaged. You know, we're very excited in Gillespie County. We're actually getting a new election judge, this next go around. And I'm very looking forward to see if this new election judge is going to follow state law, because our last one didn't. And so we're excited about that. That makes a change. Getting, like you said, working for the polls, being poll watchers. We do constantly training for poll watchers. It's different in every state, but it's essentially the same. But become a poll watcher if that's your concern. And I know I've even had people say, well, poll watching doesn't even, watching at where the votes, that doesn't even matter. It's the machines. Listen, it's every step of the way is important to watch, pay attention, be engaged. But, you know, you hear this quite often, Pastor Greg, so someone will say, well, you know, what are you going to tell your grandkids on down the road when their liberty was taken away? You know, and they say, Grandpa, what did you do to save us? And you know, there's a, and where I'm at right now is I don't think the kids are ever going to ask that question, and I don't think that many of us are going to be around to answer the question if it gets asked. We must get engaged now. Every single grassroots conservative out there needs to get behind a candidate getting ready for these primaries. Give them $10, give them $50, whatever you can give. Now, if you can't give any money, knock doors for them. If you're not comfortable knocking doors, well, guess what? Get comfortable knocking doors. Learn how to knock doors. Learn how to engage people. Because, listen, we're only trying to save the country. I mean, I don't even know how to put it any better. We're only, look, it's not a big deal. We're only trying to save Texas. You know, I don't know how to stress it anymore. But well, we've got to start now. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. And I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, for those that are saying, well, you know, it's about the machines. Okay, the persons who make the decisions about the voting machines. Look, here in Texas, we rejected the Dominion machines. Okay, we said no. Well, why was that? Well, because of the fact that there were grassroots people who got involved and voted in county registrars who said, no, we're not going to allow those machines to come into our county. So you can make a difference even predicated on that. You know, the old saying goes, right, you know, you don't really care who the dog catcher is. Well, you do care who the dog catcher is. Every vote counts for every single position. And there are people who are making those kinds of decisions. And think about it. Think about running yourself again. You know, when you're gathered with all your friends and neighbors at your house, you know, say, hey, who wants to fix the problem here? Who wants to make our community look? You know, Scripture talks to us about keeping our houses in order. Well, part of your house is the community that you live in and what you do to influence the community that you live in. And so I just encourage you to make a difference. And for those that are waiting for things to get so bad that you're going to get the eject button, I hate to tell you this, folks. Jesus pronounced that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Look it up. It's a fact. He said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. That's how he began his ministry. So if you're waiting for that to arrive, it's here. So the question you have to ask yourself is how are you tending to his kingdom? How are you tending to his kingdom? Because he's going to be the master that's going to show up and say, what did you do? And many will say to me, Lord, Lord, and in that day I'll say, I never knew you, you who practiced lawlessness. I'm out.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Hey, just want to tell you, got some exciting news about what's going on at the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website. If you go over to ChosenGenerationRadio.com, you can see me. We've embedded the video up there as well, so you can check it out at ChosenGenerationRadio.com as well. And so, yeah, kind of a cool deal.
to be able to do that and put that up for you. Mainly, I mean, obviously the radio program is going to be up there, but it's also so that that way when we do some of our preaching and some of our outreach events that we do, you're able to actively watch those and see what it is that we're up to. So we are grateful for that, and thank you to Michael Powers, my webmaster, for getting that accomplished. If you want to get the news that we're sending out, by the way, each and every day we pick articles that we think that you would be interested in picking up. We've got a number of articles. How about this? The Great Southwest Airline Rebellion. Now a U.S. government official is telling us that the supply chain nightmares could potentially last for years. Do you remember just a few years ago under President Trump how we were bringing business back into America? America was once again energy independent. We were beginning to manufacture products here in the United States of America. America was going back to work. The economy was robust. Of course, obviously, we got hit with this plandemic that's going on. But now all of a sudden we're being told by government officials that, there's going to be supply shortages here in America for you. Folks, please, this is why it's so important that we have to get back engaged and get involved. Do you remember when Obama said to us, "I'm going to radically change America"? This is the change he was talking about. Is this the change that you wanted? Did you want America to become a third world country where you went to the grocery store and the shelves are empty, where you couldn't get the things that you need? That is not the America, the shiny city upon a hill, and it's certainly not God's plan for our nation. It's time for us to step up. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right now.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.